Now I'd like to introduce Casey Carl, President of Multichannel and SVP of Enterprise Strategy.
Thank you, Kathy. I am so excited to be here. 2013 has been a big year in advancing Target's multi-channel agenda, and I'm proud to share some of the things we're doing to continue to remain relevant to our guests, to be competitive in the marketplace, and to drive profitable sales growth for Target. In my role as President of Multichannel and Senior Vice President of Enterprise Strategy, I oversee Target's strategic roadmap for the future, Target.com and mobile businesses, and our recent e-commerce acquisitions. It's a critical role given the growing importance of digital to retail in general, and to Target specifically. The world is changing more rapidly than ever, and the rate of change will only continue to accelerate. To remain competitive and relevant to our guests, Target is transforming our business to more seamlessly deliver solutions that our guests want. Simply, quickly, and uniquely Target. We're embracing digital technology to create amazing experiences online, in mobile, and in our stores. And we're testing, iterating, partnering, and learning to increase our speed to market and give guests more of what they want faster. We're confident what will guide us through this change are the very things that have contributed to our success. First, our unrelenting focus on our guests, including understanding what drives them, knowing what challenges they face, anticipating simple solutions, and inspiring them. And second, our Expect More, Pay Less brand promise, which is our unwavering and long-held commitment to great products, brands, and services that add up to an amazing guest experience delivered at an outstanding value. Digital plays a significant role in our transformation. It goes well beyond having Target.com as a great selling channel. That's become table stakes. Digital will be a core competency infused into everything that we do, including our strategic decisions, our investments, and the talent that we hire. In fact, in the last 9 months, we've hired a number of external leaders that we are confident will be outstanding additions to our Target.com and mobile team. These executives are filling key roles and have strong digital experience from Gilt, Amazon, Hayneedle, Gap, Estee Lauder, and several other leading digital companies. In addition to building our talent base, we continue to strengthen our core digital capabilities. Target.com consistently ranks in the top 10 for retailer site availability and performance. Plus, we've seen significant increases in traffic and in conversion, especially in mobile. We're continuing our focus on conversion by investing in speed, search relevancy, product information, and guest checkout. Beyond our site capabilities, we're expanding our online assortment. And within a month's time, our entire store assortment, including grocery, will be viewable online. And while not all of the items will be available to order online, guests will have complete visibility to both their online or in-store assortments. And this is foundational as we roll out our store pickup service nationwide, which I will talk about in more detail in a few minutes. As Kathy mentioned earlier, newness and differentiation are the lifeblood of Target. So we will continue to invest in new and unique product categories. For example, in May, we launched Tivolio, our online exclusive and budget-friendly bridal collection. This new collection performed well during the heavy bridal season. So well, in fact, that we will expand the line in spring of 2014 to include shoes, handbags, fine jewelry, and women's and men's accessories. As we look to what's next for our digital platforms, we plan to aggressively and strategically grow our online assortments even more to give guests more products and more choices. Our recent strategic acquisitions of Chef's Catalog, Cooking.com, and Dermstore.com help us do that by adding prestige brands and rich, meaningful content in categories that matter most to our guests. We'll continue to operate these businesses independently of Target to preserve what makes these brands unique. But we'll also explore the ways to bring them the very best of Target, including our size and our scale. Most immediately, we'll pursue ways to drive traffic and ultimately sales between these platforms and Target.com. By early next year, we will integrate Chefs and Cooking.com into our registry experience. This holiday, we will begin carrying Chef's private label, which is already selling on Cooking.com, on our site. And next spring, we'll carry the product line in our stores. Also this holiday, we'll create brand portals for Chefs, Cooking, and for Dermstore.com on our Target.com site. Now, guests who shop Target are the same guests who shop Dermstore.com, Chef's Catalog, and Cooking.com. And now they'll have access to high-end brands, rich content, including how-to videos, through one Target.com experience. While we're expanding what we offer our guests, we're also expanding where we can bring Target to our guests. Late last year, we partnered with eBay to test Target SKUs via eBay's marketplace. And what started out as 150 SKUs will grow to 100,000 by this holiday. Now, this represents a new revenue stream for Target, and it introduces a new guest base, which is predominantly men, to our brand. In the coming year, we'll continue to explore expanding our presence and brands through other marketplaces. The Target guest is tech-savvy, time-pressed, and always on the go, which explains why our guest mobile usage is 7 to 8 percentage points higher than average users. That's why we're investing significantly in new mobile capabilities. Mobile is the bridge between the online and the physical worlds. It gives guests access to the entire Target universe all in the palm of her hand. According to a recent Deloitte study, 83% of shoppers use their mobile devices while in stores. And smartphone shoppers are 14% more likely to purchase in a store. And that percentage more than doubles if they use the retailer site or mobile app. So we are amplifying the in-store mobile experience. Last year, we set the foundation by enabling free guest Wi-Fi in all of our stores. Not surprisingly, Target.com is the number one visited site on our network, whether via mobile web or on our mobile app. Guests are leveraging their mobile devices as a shopping companion to help them with their planning, their list making, their deal finding, and so much more. So we're building them now an even better companion, rolling out new capabilities this year, including local item search, smart shopping lists, better navigation, personalized offers, and much more. Next year, we will expect to roll out the mobile wallet through the Merchant Customer Exchange, or MCX. MCX now includes more than 20 of the National Retail Federation's top 100 merchants by revenue, which process more than $1 trillion in payments each year. Because our guests are increasingly mobile, we're ensuring that our team members have access to the same digital experience and tools. By putting more devices in the hands of our team members, they can provide even greater service. This allows them to research products, to look up ratings and reviews, and even place guest orders on Target.com. Now, one of the most exciting digital ventures this year has been Cartwheel, which we launched in May. A first-of-its-kind social savings experience developed in partnership with Facebook, Cartwheel allows our guests to save on thousands of items throughout the store. They can choose and customize offers that are most relevant to them, and then share their offers with their social network to save even more. Now, the response to Cartwheel has been absolutely amazing. There are currently more than 2 million users, with 82% accessing Cartwheel only through their mobile devices. And overall, guests have already saved more than $10 million. Incredibly, Cartwheel is being downloaded and used at the rate of a hot new gaming app. But it's being repeatedly used as part of the guest shopping journey, at the rate of a great utility app, like your weather app. In fact, our partners at Facebook have told us that the engagement statistics on Cartwheel are among the best that they've ever seen of any app in beta stage, both within and outside of the retail space. Now, this is absolutely the best of both worlds, and the data tells us that Cartwheel is clearly becoming a vital piece of our guest shopping journey. What's more, the top redeemed products are grocery and own brand items, contributing to a meaningful lift in own brand sales since the launch of Cartwheel. We expect to see an even greater lift this holiday season when Cartwheel is projected to do more than $65 million in promotional sales. Encouraged by Cartwheel's success, we continue to make enhancements. This month, we integrated Cartwheel within our Target mobile app so that guests can see items that are available with Cartwheel offers as they're building their shopping lists. Also, based on guest feedback, we've added a secondary logon option via an authorized Target.com account. Beyond giants like Facebook, we're tapping into amazing talent in the broader digital community. Early this spring, we launched a retail accelerator in partnership with Fast Company. The challenge? Build a mobile shopping experience that wows guests and caters to their needs. The winner was Divi for Target, picked for more than 75 submissions. The app, which launches in a few months' time, removes the inconveniences of group shopping. It provides the ability to build and share lists, to split your bill, to get an electronic copy of a receipt, to see transaction history, and to earn rewards. It's ideal for new college roommates or for groups going in on a wedding gift. Entertainment, which for us is music, movies, and books, has always been an important category for our guests, and it's an area where we have really strong market share. Our guests told us that they want to be able to consume our media in all channels. So 5 weeks ago, we launched Target Ticket, a digital entertainment service with more than 30,000 TV and movie titles for purchase or for rental. Because our guest is family-focused, we partner with Common Sense Media to create a differentiated experience with best-in-class parental controls. Also, Target Ticket guests will enjoy bonus content offered exclusively at Target, which includes extra scenes, behind-the-scenes footage, and special cuts. The trend from physical to online media is evidence that guests want to shop on their own terms, and they're increasingly demanding when and how they shop. Fulfillment is a key battleground for all retailers, and it's one of the areas where we can drive the most growth. Through a more integrated supply chain that leverages our existing assets, including our network of 37 distribution facilities and our 1,800 stores, we can get products to our guests faster, easier, and cheaper. For Target, it means increased traffic and sales across all channels and significant savings. By taking advantage of the inventory across our network of stores, we will be able to send guests products faster, move product more quickly, and help reduce markdowns and lower shipping expenses. Our store pickup service will be available in all U.S. stores by this holiday, and initial results are very encouraging. In less than 1 month, without all of our stores live, we've taken over 30,000 orders for store pickup, and that's without any marketing. Next year, we plan to test and roll out several more fulfillment services, including web-only items available for in-store pickup and shipping from stores to our guests. Now, it's natural for guests to shop Target.com and to visit our stores because it's a trip that they love making. So as guests look for safe, secure, and convenient ways to get product, we'll explore other opportunities to leverage our supply chain capabilities. Most immediately, we're exploring possibilities of using our stores as pickup centers for Chef's Catalog, Cooking.com, and Dermstore.com orders. In addition, we're piloting programs with Google Express and eBay Now, as well as investing in our own capabilities in our continued quest to bring Target to guests on their own terms. Now, innovation has always been a signature strength of Target, and we're continuing on that legacy, developing more innovative capabilities to help see better around the corner. We have teams focused on incremental innovation in our core businesses. For example, during this fall's back-to-school season, we prototyped an app for teachers to create their student supply lists. The app incorporated feedback from Minneapolis school teachers and classroom families, and the test proved so successful that we're incorporating it into our back-to-school plans for next year. We're also exploring disruptive innovation through new and emerging technologies. Teams, including those in our San Francisco office, are playing around with augmented reality and location-based technology to offer a richer experience and more personalized offers to our guests. Now, this is just a sampling of some of the activities that we're doing across all of our businesses to deliver on our multi-channel agenda and to position Target to win. In this era of unprecedented change, we are thrilled by the possibilities. In 2014, we will build on the strong momentum that we've created this year. Digital will be a part of everything that we do. We will continue to aggressively and strategically invest in digital commerce, technology capabilities, and digital talent. And our investment will reflect our intent to be a dominant leader in this space. So thank you.